From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North Korea said during talks with the South on Tuesday it would send a delegation to the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. Bronwyn Benito reports as Seoul said it was prepared to temporarily lift some sanctions so the visit could take place.
At the first formal talks with South Korea in more than 2 years, North Korean officials said their delegation to the Games would consist of athletes, high-ranking officials, and a cheering squad. The talks are being closely watched by world leaders, eager for any sign of a reduction in tension on the Korean Peninsula. Amid rising fears over North Korea's missile launches and development of nuclear weapons in defiance of United Nations Security Council resolutions. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Speculation is swirling around media mogul Oprah Winfrey as a possible candidate for the 2020 U.S. presidential elections after her stirring speech Sunday, where she spoke passionately about empowering women. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she was thankful.
I think she's a real leader, and I think her voice is powerful and important.
President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, praised Winfrey's speech in a late tweet Monday. The European Union's envoy to Myanmar has raised concerns about the arrest of two Reuters journalists in a letter to the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, describing the situation as serious intimidation and calling for their immediate release. Wallone and Ja Sa-woo were detained on December 12th and are being investigated on suspicion of breaching the Official Secrets Act. The two are due to appear in court on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono on Tuesday said that Tokyo could not accept South Korea's demands for additional measures regarding a 2015 bilateral agreement on the touchy matter of Korean women forced to work in Japanese wartime brothels. Jeff Custer has more.
Kono made the remarks to reporters after South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said Seoul was not seeking to renegotiate the agreement, but that Tokyo needed to make further efforts to help the victims, in his words, regain honor, dignity, and heal wounds in their hearts.
Japan can never accept South Korea's demand for additional measures regarding the 2015 bilateral agreement on the comfort women issue, as the two countries have reached a final and irreversible agreement.
Under the agreement, Japan apologized to victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to support them. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In Australia, just after the stroke of midnight Tuesday, same-sex couples exchanged wedding vows as laws legalizing marriage took effect. Samantha Vadas has that story.
Dozens of Australian same-sex couples exchanged their vows in the early hours of Tuesday as laws which allow them to now tie the knot came into effect across the country.
For me, Deanne's always been my wife, always been my love of my life. And that's not, today's not going to change that. It's just about equality, really, and being able to finally be legal in Australia.
Australia became the 26th country in the world to legalise same-sex marriage in December, a promise Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull made after Aussies voted an overwhelming yes in a national survey, putting an end to years of debate down under.
Reporter Samantha Vadas. The Trump administration has announced that the temporary protective status of nearly 200,000 Salvadoran citizens in the United States will end in September 2019. They will be given until September 9th, 2019, to leave or find a way to obtain a green card. Immigrant rights groups denounced the decision. Jaime Contreras, with the Service Employees International, denounced the decision.
Time to give Salvadoran and all TPS holders citizenship.
But Ira Melman of the private nonpartisan group Federation for American Immigration Reform said what started as a humanitarian gesture has been abused. The U.S. Special Counsel investigating Russian interference with the 2016 election has discussed with President Donald Trump's legal team the prospect of interviewing the president. The two sides met last month, but according to people familiar with the matter, no details of a possible interview have yet been worked out. From Studio 24 in the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.